to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Many things in life are relative. For instance, when you go to a concert, a rock concert, or any other concert, and the band ends, and the crowd stands up and cheers and claps their hands and begins to chant in unison, "We want more! We want more! We want more!" And then the band comes back out and the crowd goes absolutely berserk. When you go to church and it's going to be more than an hour, the crowd goes absolutely berserk. But in a much different way. Another thing that is relative is distance. If you have to cover 10 miles and you're hoofing it, that's a long way. But if you're in a car, not such a big deal. If you have to cover 3,000 miles and you're in a car, that's a long way. But if you're in a plane, not such a big deal. When you're having a conversation with somebody, distance becomes a relative thing. We have that personal space. And every once in a while, and this sounds very Seinfeld because I think I did an episode on this, but you run into somebody who's a close talker. You know, they get right there. And that's a violation. That's when you want the referee in life to jump up and go, "Personal foul, close talker, back off another 3 feet." Because there are only certain people that we want to talk to us from a close and intimate distance. Usually the people we have chosen to marry can talk closely to us. Sometimes we'll talk closely to our children or to our parents. We don't want acquaintances in that space. We want them to keep their distance because that's a special space for us. When people are sick, they say, "Well, hey, keep your distance. You don't want to get what I get." We've heard that a lot, especially this group over here. The choir is like the contagion quadrant. They've knocked each other down many times, and yet they come back just to do it all over again. But now that we're in springtime, perhaps this is all going to wash away. Exactly. There is distance in today's gospel lesson. In that passion story, there's distance that takes place between those who are closest to Jesus and Jesus. Peter remains in the courtyard at a distance. The people come to the cross stand at a distance. When the things took place with Pilate, they were at a distance. Because there was a lack of certainty about what was going on. There was fear that was built into it. There was this sense of despair. And so distance was kept. Distance was kept where it shouldn't be kept. But that's the way our relationship with God always is. Sometimes we're really close. Sometimes we'll be with God and we'll be in this close talker relationship that we'll be face to face with God, intimately sharing all of our wants and our desires and our secrets and all the things that we might be able to do and all the things that we ask God would do for us. And then there are those times that we keep God at a distance. at an arm's length away from us. Because we're not willing to allow God to get too close. Because maybe if he's too close, he might truly understand who we are and what we're about and what we're thinking. But that is an illusion. While we might turn our backs upon God, the reality is that God is there intimately with each and every one of us, right next to us. No matter what sort of distance we try to keep, God remains there with us, always willing to respond, always willing to love, always willing to care. The distance is simply that which we try to create through our sinfulness, through our lack of faith, through misunderstanding, and sometimes just through greed of wanting something that God might not want us to have. And so a distance is created. This story, this gospel, this passion, isn't really about the distance the disciples kept. But it is about closeness that God kept. The closeness of bringing His Son to us. The culmination of a story where God becomes incarnate, becomes a man, becomes one of us, to live with us, to love with us, to die with us. And through this death, we soon will celebrate exactly what it is that God has blessed us with. The resurrection of His Son. The gift of forgiveness. The gift of truly bringing us as close to God as we could ever be. Amen.